www.thebestofthebest.com. President Barack Obama and other world leaders huddling at the climate talks in Copenhagen, but what really will come out of those talks, I don't think anything substantial other than the scariest words ever uttered by a Secretary of State. The pledge to developing nations that the United States would pitch in 100, and that's right, 100. I got that number wrong, too. I was so shocked by it. $100 billion by 2020, every year kicking that in. Can you imagine? Where are we getting that money? It's not bad enough that they're really gigging us with cap and trade and saying by the spring the legislation will be on the books and it hasn't gone through the Senate yet, but feeling confident enough to say that because the United States is being questioned about its commitment since we don't have that law, if you will, on the books. And cap and trade, my friends, will cost you and I a lot of money in the end. Kind of like the health care deal. The vote now supposed to happen on Christmas Eve. And can you imagine what's the carbon footprint going to be for the private jets that fly all of those senators back home on Christmas Eve? You know the vast majority, they have to go that way. They're going to go that way. They don't have to, but they're going to go that way. They're not going to be crammed in on some commercial jet. They're not going to do it. And will this so-called reform pass? Will it be a punt? Or will it be the nuclear option? Same theme, different day, and the players just keep changing here and there, right? Sadly, speaking of players, what a depressing story about a Cincinnati Bengals receiver. Have you heard this story? Receiver Chris Henry died a day after falling out of the back of a pickup truck. The police are describing it pretty much as a domestic dispute with his fiancée. This is a guy who had talent, had amazing skills at just 26 years old, but kept blowing it with all kinds of conduct problems. But now it looked like he had really gotten his act together. And again, there was some kind of squabble. And ultimately, however he fell out of that truck, he did and died, as I mentioned, just one day later. The team very shocked by this and obviously trying to deal with it as they have to keep playing and moving on, talking about dedicating the season to Chris Henry and reacting to it, of course. Owner Mike Brown and Marvin Lewis, coach of the Bengals, talked at a news conference today.
He was good at what he did as a player. He was excellent. And he was a teammate to our players. He was a friend to almost all of us in the building down here. We knew him in a different way than his public persona. He was soft-spoken, pleasant, comfortable to be around. We liked him. He had worked through troubles in his life and had finally seemingly reached the point where everything was going to blossom and he was going to have the future that we all wanted for him. And he wanted for himself. And then this tragedy cut him down. It's painful to us. We feel it in our hearts. And we will miss him.
I think most of the players and everybody, and Chris and what he was able to do this year and watching him mature as a person, as a father to his kids, as somebody that communicated, I think, around here on a different level and really was pleasing to see. And I think that's what you know, for our football team, what they're feeling yesterday and this morning is the fact that they've watched Chris, particularly the guys that were here when Chris was drafted and have grown up with Chris, so either in the room or on that side of the ball, et cetera, or observed him from afar. They watched a guy mature as a young man and work through adversity and kind of come out of it and be a beacon of hope for other people. And so that's it's the very difficult thing with his loss and a young life that won't ever get to reach his full potential. And it's a shame. We're our prayers are with his family, his mom, his brother, his children, as they deal with his loss. And I think our guys today, and obviously the solemn mood that we have around here today.
Yeah, see, the sad thing is at training camp, you know, he was so pumped up, and he said he dug himself out of the hole and started doing the right things. And the team was rallying around him. The owner, Mike Brown, gave him a second chance. He re-signed him before the 2008 season. And it's too bad that this happened. I mean, it's just an awful blow, obviously. And plus, he leaves children behind, very young children. Here's what the quarterback of the team, Carson Palmer, had to say.
Just want to say it's a very sad day for our team, for our organization, for Bengal fans. Chris was a guy that I believe in, and our team believes was heavily misunderstood. A lot of speculation about who Chris was, but the only guys that knew Chris and knew how big of a heart he had, how kind he was, how gentle and soft of a heart he had were the guys that are in our locker room, the guys that were close to him, his family. And our thoughts, our hearts, our prayers go out to Lainey, his fiance, his children, his mother, his son, little Chris, who is the spitting image of Chris. And he will be sorely missed. Thank you.
All right, and of course, the most emotional was his pal, Ocho Cinco, who was so choked up. He expressed, again, his sadness.
Chris was a very good friend of mine. Really extremely close. It's sad to see that it's come to this point. I just talked to Chris. I think it was Tuesday night. Tuesday night we talked, called me, see how I was doing, based off of, you know, last Sunday's game to make sure everything was all right. You know, I told him I was good, and you know, we talked before every game, and you know, just say, you know, to go out there and handle your business. I don't know what else to say. You know, He's been doing everything right. He's been doing everything right. And my grandma always say you never really question the man upstairs on the decision he makes, because he never makes mistakes. But I don't see how, you know, Chris was supposed to go already, especially when you're on the right path. I mean, other than that, man, he's going to be missed.
All right. Again, a sad tale there, unfortunately. You can send me your thoughts about any of the things that we talk about throughout these shows at americatonight.net. Coming up next, Judith Barr, the ATN head shrinker. I think you'll enjoy what she has to say. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The end of the year is the time when people start thinking about 2009, wrapping it all up, and pitching it forward to what's going to happen next year in 2010. It's resolution time. What's going to be different about the upcoming year? And maybe you're taking some time to think about it, think about your goals, think about it, how you can feel better, how you can physically feel better, emotionally feel better, the whole thing, financially, etc., just pulling it all together. I mean, isn't that the name of the game for everybody, if we're being honest? Of course, right? So here we are in America Tonight, and she's one of my favorite people. We affectionately dubbed her the head shrinker of ATN. Judith Barr joins us now, and she's a noted psychotherapist, and you know, you can check out her stuff online, absolutely, and hopefully some of you have read Power Abused, Power Healed. Just terrific information. Judith, thanks for coming back on with us again.
It's my pleasure, Kate.
You know, we've in the last couple of years, we've talked about all kinds of things, things that have made news, things that have stunned people. And I think within all of us, I mean, it's true, even if you have the most stoic man that I could think of in America, deep down, everybody wants to be better. We want to improve, right? That's a normal thing, that we want to improve, right?
I think that within each of us someplace, whether we have access to it or not, there's a place in us where we want to grow, where we want to be better people. Yes, I agree with you.
So when we look at resolutions, how do we make resolutions and not break them this time and go back to the old habits? Because that's, I think, the toughest thing about doing the resolution deal.
Kate, I think of three things. I think that if you make a promise, and this is very different thinking, but I think if you make a promise, it's like a little child making a promise who can't fulfill the promise, or who sometimes makes a promise with their fingers crossed behind their back. I think if we make a resolution, unfortunately, it's really become a joke. I think resolutions have become a joke. I think they are they have a connotation of you make them on New Year's Eve and then you fail. But I think the real chance we have to plan to do something that betters us and follow through on it is if we make a commitment. And if we make a full commitment, not just a half commitment. And what happens, Kate, people don't know about this. When you make a real commitment, what's going to happen next is whatever lives inside you that needs to be dealt with, resolved, or healed is going to come up for healing. But usually what people do is use that thing that comes up to justify breaking the commitment. So you want to hear an example?
I was just going to ask you that. Give us some examples of that. Absolutely.
Okay. You decide that you're going to stop eating sugar, and the following week, January 10th, let's say, is your birthday, and you don't know that your friends are having a surprise party for you. They have a surprise party, and they have cakes and pies and ice cream sundaes and banana splits, and everybody's encouraging you to have some of these goodies. And you decide that, well, here it is, and you really can't disappoint your friends, so you use the surprise party as a justification to break your commitment instead of going, all right, here's something that's come up. I have a chance to really hold my commitment. I'm having a lot of feelings about it, including letting down friends who have baked and cooked and gone out and bought ice cream cakes, and I have to stand my ground when they keep saying to me, oh, come on, have some. And I have to really deal with what it is in me that wants to please them instead of really taking good care of myself.
Oh, I love that example because I think that's what happens, and then you can blame it on the other people, you blame it on
right. The
events, etc., and you don't take responsibility, which would be easy to take responsibility and not, I say it'd be easy. Theoretically, it would be easy, but your example is wonderful. And that's a good one for physical, absolutely. What about when we look at the emotional side of our lives? And that's a tough one because, as you know, this has been your life's work. It's tough to drag things out.
Yes. Well, if you really think about it, anytime you make a commitment, if something comes up that challenges your commitment or that makes you tempted to break it, it's because you're having feelings. So an example of that might be you're in a marriage and you find out that your first love is coming back to town, and all of a sudden all the feelings you had when you were a teenager or in your young 20s are coming up again. And you really want to see your first love, and when you do, you, like, fall in love with them all over again.
Mm.
And then you can use that as the justification to start playing games about the commitment you made to your marriage partner. Instead of looking inside and working with the feelings that are coming up, why are these feelings for your first love? Why do they have so much power that you might want to break your commitment to your partner? And if they have so much power, what's going on in your marriage that you need to deal with? What's going on in yourself in your marriage that you're not really feeding your marriage, that you're not really taking care of things inside you and with your partner that would help you keep the commitment?
Yeah, great, great example, especially these times with the divorce rates are so high. I'm sure you have your own thoughts on this, too, but what I see is that people just flee from the commitments altogether. I'm tired of this. I don't want to face what's going on here, so poof, I'm just going to get out of it. And it's so, I hate to say this, maybe because I know a lot of lawyers, but it's so easy, sadly, Judith, to just disappear and get out of these marriages. It feels like a lot of people don't want to fight anymore.
Well, I think what's easy, And it's easy on the surface, it's easy in the moment, but it really isn't easy in our hearts and in our souls. But on the surface level, what's easy is to do whatever we find we can do to get away the feelings, get away from the feelings that are coming up inside us.
Yeah.
And that, again, is the key, Kate, that if you've made a commitment, feelings are going to come up, temptations are going to come up, that you may say, see, that proves it, that I should never have made this commitment, or see, here's an obstacle that's in my way, and I'm just going to have to give up. And that's what people usually do. But how about if this year, instead of people doing that, you look at what is the feeling that's coming up in the face of this obstacle, or this thing I'm calling an obstacle, or in the face of the commitment I just made that I thought I wanted to keep, and how do I resolve this inside of me so I can take the next step in keeping this commitment, the next step in following through on this commitment.
Yeah. I think it's all of this is great to think about. So I bet that you're the one person, I bet you, Judith, make if you make resolutions, I bet you keep them. That's putting you on the spot.
Well, I don't make resolutions, I make commitments.
There you go. That's the answer I was looking for. Exactly. So that's the answer. Make the commitment instead and don't make frivolous resolutions.
Right. And make a full commitment, 100%
right.
commitment.
Right.
When I
absolutely.
Make a commitment, I give 100% to it.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. And if something comes up in me, I work with it. I work through it. And that's what I help my clients do.
Yep. Work through it. Absolutely. Power abused, power healed. It's easy to find Judith on the internet. Please go there and take advantage. It's a great website. Judith, thanks again for joining us on the air. We appreciate your time. As always, as we know, it's late for you in the wee hours, but we have a lot of listeners who really love hearing you talk with us. So we wish you the best over the holidays and swinging into the new year.
And I wish you the same, Kate.
Thank you. All right, Judith Barr, she is a classy lady, great, great, great lady, because she's helping a lot of people. I mean, she's found that vein, I think, in what she just said right there. It's that commitment thing. It's tough to do. I mean, her example of the weight thing is pretty big, because that's in the beginning of the year, everybody runs to the gyms are crowded, everybody's jumping on Weight Watchers and whatever the diets are out there, guys are pumping more weights. But then ultimately they wean themselves away from that and don't stick to what they originally said they were going to do. It's hard to do that. You've got to just jump in, I guess, with both feet, right? We know about that. What about the commitments? From Washington, we talk about it all the time. All right, coming up on the flip side, Michelle Landers, and we're going to talk some interesting stuff here about numerology. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
Of the science of numbers. It's fascinating. A lot of people are into numerology, and a lot of people are actually, when I say they're into it, they're understanding numerology. So joining us on ATN, she's putting her latte down right now. We had seriously, she had to take 5 cat naps so she could make an appearance on America Tonight, so we feel very privileged that she's so sought after. Michelle Landers, who knows this stuff backwards and forwards and has a book called The Tao of Numbers, is joining us now. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good. I'm wonderful, Kate. How are you? Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You sound wide awake, I do have to say.
Well, I decided that maybe the best thing would be to stay up and do a few things. So I ran off some charts, did some reading, did some cleaning up, baked some cake. So I'm pretty awake.
I love that. We love it. Thank you. We appreciate it. The good thing is we do have a big audience, so that's the good thing. Let's talk about, before we jump into this, how did you get involved in numerology? What attracted you to it, and how did you learn about it?
Well, it was really very interesting. It was a quite circuitous route for me to be here today doing what I do, which is numerology. And quite a few years ago. I was in the medical field. Actually, I was in administration, but I was always much more interested in the clinical. And with that said, I worked with a neurosurgeon, and I was really interested with how the mind operated, and I was interested in the clinical aspects of it. And we opened up a pain clinic, and at that point, we did biofeedback. I don't know, are you familiar with biofeedback?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, it's something that you, if you hook certain electrodes up to the patient, they're able to monitor their pain impulses. So that opened up a new world for me, and believe me, it's leading to numerology, because I said, wow, you know, what is going on within the brain and what's going on within the mind? And right along that time, an oncologist that I knew was telling me about imaging with young children, and he was also very interested in this whole mind-body connection. With that, a friend of mine had taken me into Manhattan for a reading with a very, very famous numerologist, and perhaps some of your listeners will be familiar with the name Kevin Quinn Avery, and he was like the big kahuna of numerologists. And I went for a reading with him, and I was blown away. You know, my experience with readers up until that point was something kind of shrouded in mystery and, you know, back rooms and gypsies or, you know, something like that. It was very mysterious. This was very clear-cut, really to the point, very simple. And this man, this big man smoking a big cigar, sat down and gave me this incredible reading. But what that did for me is it opened up a whole new world of interest in Eastern philosophies, which this is very much tied into, and it was all connected at that time. I realized all the connection with the mind-body connection and Eastern philosophies, and I was on my way. That was it. So I started studying with him, and I was just amazed because, you know, just to back up a little bit, when you're in medicine, it's kind of linear, and there's not a whole lot of room for this kind of thinking. You know, prove it to me, show me the facts, it's got to make sense. So this was something that actually I could understand on a much deeper level why it made sense, because we know that the world, we know today that the world is made up of energy. And the energetic patterns that are produced by your name and birthday say something to me. I can decode that, and I understand what the energy is operating at the time that you were born. It's similar to astrology, but yet, you know, different, quite different. So that's kind of the short story of how I became involved and interested in numerology, and I have to tell you, it's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I can tell. I love it when people have passion for what they do, and you
definitely do.
We talked earlier in the day, and I could certainly hear that in your voice. So what we did is that you, you've got my birth date, and you did a chart for me. You did a reading, if you will, and
correct.
I guess let's go through that a little bit, when what you learned.
Okay. Well, I'm always interested. You know, I love doing the names of people that I am not, you know, closely acquainted with, because when I do their name, all of a sudden I do become closely acquainted with them. But what I really like about it is I'm not biased when I'm doing the reading, because I really don't know who they are except for their name and their birth date. So it's really exciting. I like to do these kind of readings. And what I discovered about your name and your birth date is that, well, number one, your life path. And your life path is based on the total of your month, day, and year of birth. And from that, I receive some information about what is it, what path are you traveling in this life? How will you live your life? What type of opportunities will you have, challenges and lessons? And it tells you quite a bit just from your life path. So from your life path, what I came up with is that you are a two. Now, the two life path is about the diplomat, the peacemaker, someone who likes to cooperate, someone who likes harmony, organization, cooperation. They don't necessarily like to rock the boat, And they do like to have peace and harmony. Very sensitive as well. And usually they have a great sense of humor, even sometimes can be a little sarcastic, and enjoy music, the arts, and really need to live in an atmosphere of beauty, harmony, peace, and spirituality. Very hard worker and can be very much the perfectionist. Now, that was just one little piece that I came up with. So I have to ask you, does that sound a little bit like you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton in what you just said that hits home for sure. The not rocking the boat, trying to be sort of the diplomat. In most situations in my life, that's absolutely what I would have been. I mean, even as a kid, for sure. So
okay.
It does carry through, yes.
So that is just one piece. That is just one tiny piece. Now, what I'll tell you a little bit more, and this colors, you know, when I do someone's chart, it's not just about one number. There are many, 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 many aspects that I interpret when I'm doing somebody's birth chart. So the other thing that I realized is that your expression, which is the total of your vowels and your consonants. Now, let me explain this. Each of the letters in your name has a numeric correlate. And so what I do, of course, is calculate the correlates for your vowels and the correlates for your consonants. So your expression is the total number value of your vowels and your consonants, and that's what we call the expression. And it's basically what you're expressing to the world. And just a little bit of additional information, your first name is the very personal side of you. If you have a middle name, that has elements of your emotional side. And the last name would, of course, indicate family characteristics. But what we're just going to talk about right now is your expression. And your expression is a 3. And that's one of my favorite numbers because it happens to be a number that comes up in my chart many, many times. So I have an affinity for the number 3.
I love it.
And the number 3 is all about self-expression, artistic ability. And for a number 3, it's really imperative that you express in one form or another, however that is. Mm-hmm. You can be animated, friendly, imaginative. Basically, a 3 is full of personality. Mm-hmm. And people usually find you pretty charming. Mm-hmm. So you're enthusiastic, you have all this energy that is just naturally attractive to other people, and they want to be around you. And I will tell you that people probably feel energized just by being in your presence. And they do sense, you know, that you're caring nature and that you're very sincere. And you're very mm-hmm. clever, very quick-witted, and you have a good sense of humor. So does that sound a little bit like you?
No, you nailed it, totally.
So funny.
You did, yeah. Absolutely, 100%. That's what I would say.
Well, we have more. So should we go on?
Yeah, and I'm very quiet, and I'm a shrinking violet, right?
Right. Well, you have a lot of very interesting, or, you know, they're not really conflicting numbers, but you're very well-rounded. Let me put it that way.
Uh-huh.
They're very well-rounded. Now, your heart's desire is the inner you, and that's derived from the number value of your vowels, of your full name at birth. And it shows what your underlying urge is, what your motivation is, a little bit about what you'd like to or what you need to achieve in this lifetime. Probably more about intention, I guess, behind many of your actions. So here we have the number 7. And I also love the number 7. In numerology, we usually refer to the number 7 as the number of God. It's a very, very, very spiritual number and quite interesting when it shows up on our physical plane. And so your heart's desire or your soul's urge, they're interchangeable with numerologists, tells me that you're quite analytical. And you really enjoy delving into the mysteries of life or going deep. You know, you have this very intense part of you within you, in your mind, that you want to enrich yourself, you like knowledge, you like information, and you're also very intuitive. Mm. And I'm not sure if you allow that to influence you, but you should.
Yeah, because, you know, somebody else has told me something similar. Said, hang on, Michelle, we're going to hold you over and pay a few bills and come back on the flip side.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government in all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
All right, we're back on America Tonight with Michelle Landers, who is a well-known numerologist. And she did a reading for me. We thought it'd be fun. I know just a little bit about numerology, and it's interesting how you can take numbers and learn so much about people. I know a lot of people around me, serious business people, I couldn't say their names on the air. In fact, one very, very well known who was like Michelle, knew, didn't know very much about it, fell into learning more about it, and has done business this way and became even more successful because there were just days that he avoided, and then there were days that he knew they were good days for him, and he would have meetings and whatnot on those days. And he's extremely, extremely well known. He probably wouldn't care if I said his name, but I don't want to say his name without asking his permission, because who knows? Sure. And everybody be calling him up and asking him about it. Well, so Kate Delaney said on America Tonight that this is how your life has gone, and that would be bad. So without the permission. So we were in the middle of you were doing a reading for me, and you were talking about that I should listen to my gut, basically.
Absolutely, because you have really, really good intuition.
Yeah.
And you should really pay attention to it. You know, many times we don't. We get confused about what's our intuition or what's our emotion, or we have these thoughts and we go, oh, that's crazy. And let me tell you something. We need to pay more attention to our intuition. And for you, with your soul urge or your heart's desire, which is the number 7, you have excellent intuition. And I think you probably do listen to it, though. Do you not?
I do, but I can't say that I always did. I think that I'm the prime example of people telling me to do that, and when I didn't, it was that horrible results. I never, whatever it was, I mean, it could be anything, it didn't work out. If I ignored what my intuition was telling me, it wasn't good for me. So I do pay attention to my initial feelings, because that's what it is. You're right. I think in anything, in sports, in politics, in our everyday life, in our work life, in our personal life, I mean, it's normal for man, woman, child, whatever, you have those feelings, those intuitions, and a lot of people do, you're right, a lot of people do ignore them, and sometimes it can get them in trouble.
It does. And you know what's funny? It's called, you know, we call it our gut feeling. Mm-hmm. And why do we say gut? And I found out something very interesting. There is an organization out in California. I don't remember exactly where it is, but it's called Heart Math. Perhaps you've heard of it?
Mm.
Have you? No? Well, anyway, there's been a lot of studies done on the fact that in different organs of our bodies, we have like little brain cells. And when your gut, you feel certain things in your gut, or even, you know, your heart, but when you feel certain things in your gut, there is a certain intelligence there that's being activated in different situations where you have a feeling about something and you feel it in your gut because it has these little brain cells that are telling you, do this or don't do that. And I'll tell you a really, really quick, I'll try to make it really quick.
Sure.
Probably about a little over a year ago, I was supposed to go to an I Can Do It conference, a Louise Hay I Can Do It conference, and I was scheduled to go with this other person. Long story short, at the very last minute, some things had come up, and I said, you know, don't think I'm going to be able to make it with you. I'm going to drive over there myself. And before I was leaving, I got this feeling, this message or whatever in my head that said, call this certain person. And I thought, you know, she's also is out here. She has a radio program and everything. And I said, you know, it's so hard to get a hold of her. And why should I call her? Now I'm talking to myself, okay? I'm having this conversation. And I go, well, why should I call her? And they say, well, in my mind, I hear, well, you know, if she answers the phone and she's accessible, obviously you're meant to call her. I did call her, and the short version is we met at this conference, and the upshot of the whole thing was I was working on a TV project at the time, and I was really looking to connect with someone else, and because of that phone call to her a year later, now I was hooked up with somebody else, and we just shot a couple of segments for this TV show, and it would have never happened this way, or I doubt it would have happened this way if I didn't follow my instincts at that time.
Wow. So that's it. So you could have easily blown that off, which is what most people would do, and then here it turns out that you end up doing a TV thing as a result.
Absolutely, and believe me, my first impulse, you know, initially when I had this thought, you know, call her. Her name is Deirdre. Call Deirdre. I thought, you know, no, I'm not going to call her. Why am I going to call her? And, you know, in my head it said, listen to your intuition.
Yeah.
And I had no idea where it was going to go. So I always encourage people, pay attention to your thoughts for many reasons. I'm also a law of attraction coach, and I tell people that really pay attention to your thoughts, where they're going all the time. Because, you know, we have a lot of negative thoughts, unfortunately, and we want to shift that. You know, if you pay more attention to what's going on in your head, you'd be really surprised at what is going on there and what's running back and forth. It's like all these wild monkeys, you know,
right.
So you want to kind of train them a little bit.
Right, I absolutely agree with you. Well, the whole reading was absolutely fascinating, and thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I thought when you and I talked, We'll have you come back on, and we'll have you do it with some listeners, too, as well, for fun. But I thought this would be to talk about how you work the number thing. Matt Johnson, Matt, say hello. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am here.
Matt?
Hi. And Matt is the technical director for America Tonight. He was born on December 3rd, 1981.
Okay. So you want me to do some calculation?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just say that. All right. I'm sorry. December 3rd.
Mm-hmm. 1981.
Okay. Let's see what we can come up with.
He's not a 3 or a 7. I'm kidding.
Wow.
He said wow.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, that's 9, 19. Okay. Well, Matt has a 6 life path, okay? Mm-hmm. And a 6 life path is someone who is also very responsible, very dependable. They're like the helpmate of people, you know? Mm-hmm. They like to help. Mm-hmm. He probably really appreciates beauty in some form or another. And, of course, I'd have to look at his whole name and his whole chart. But he's a very kind person, very determined. I think he carries a lot on his shoulders. I think he does a lot for other people as well. He's always willing to help. Does that sound a little bit like Matt?
Matt, does that sound like you?
Eerily familiar.
That's good.
That's like dead on.
Yeah, I think it's dead on too. I think it's dead on too. I think he's very dependable. He's been very dependable for me. Excellent. I can tell by the conversations Matt and I have had. He's very kind, and I think that does fit. So it fits like a glove, huh? Number 6.
Number 6. He probably could have been a psychologist too, you know, because he likes to give advice.
Yeah, that's good. See, he's saying, yeah, absolutely. It's amazing.
Right on. That's kind of weird.
It is. I knew it.
That's the reaction. It's amazing. That's the reaction from a lot of people. You know, how is that, you know, how are you doing that, you know? It really is amazing. But when you understand the world as this energy soup, or when you understand that this is all about quantum physics, which is a whole other area that we could go into,
right.
But, you know, that's, you know, getting a little bit deep, then it does make sense. Because
right.
If everything has some type of energy field attached to it,
mm-hmm.
why not even, you know, if notes on a piano do, why not numbers and names? You know, and as I said, what we're really talking about, though, is the quantum world here.
Right.
And that's why it makes sense.
Absolutely. And we'll have you back on to do that. But we've got like a minute left, Michelle, and you have this really cool holiday angle deal where you can make the most of trying to pick out gifts and that kind of stuff. If people want to get a copy of it, where do they email you?
Okay, they can email me at Michelle with one L, MICHELE.
Mm-hmm.
Landers, LANDERS,
mm-hmm.
at bellsouth.net.
Bellsouth.net. Yeah, do it, because this is a really cool article that she put together about getting, you know, no more anxiety. Just go out and get the perfect gift for the perfect person. You can just put them together and not worry about it. Michelle, you were a delight. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. Hope to speak to you soon.
And we will. We'll talk to her down the road in the future. I'd like to take other people's names, like take some world leaders and put them together and see what she comes up with there, wouldn't you? Send us an email, americatonight.net.